Thank you, Lord, for another day, for mercy in the morning. Dreams that come and fade away before my eyes have opened. Thank you, Lord, for everything, for the sunshine and the rain. Thank you, Lord, for everything, for the pleasure and the pain, for the freedom and the chains. Thank you, Lord.
That's Donnie Young. Boy, that's beautiful.
Yeah,
that's
beautiful
Donnie Young's
song,
music.
Donnie. Very nice.
Very nice. Donnie did confess a little fear to us, though. He said he thought if maybe the baby noise was going to come out if he said anything complaining or anything. No, that's just
A-Rod, man.
That's just A-Rod. He's kind of a baby.
Yeah, you know. Yeah.
You're our brother. Yeah.
But I noticed one of the lines in that song was, thank you for the freedom and the chain. So what a neat thing that we would thank the Lord for. Yeah.
That means in the Bible it says to be thankful for everything.
No matter what state you're in.
No matter what it is. Because God's in it.
Right.
Whatever you're going through, God's in it.
No, that's
really cool.
So let's give the audience a little bit of a flavor of where you're coming from and where you started. You started off in music in Cleveland back in the 60s, and it says in your bio that a guy named Jimmy Denton gave you a DJ. Who's Jimmy Denton?
Jimmy Denton.
Gave you your first guitar.
Yes, he was a man that attended our church for a while. My father was a Baptist minister, and he was a country music DJ from Southern Ohio. And he gave me a three-quarter size Gibson acoustic guitar,
awesome,
probably worth a fortune today, which I traded on a very shiny three-pickup electric guitar that wouldn't be worth a fortune today.
Yeah, I have those stories.
But we all had those stories,
I have those stories,
right?
Too.
Right. Yeah.
And so then you taught yourself how to play the guitar. You also play keyboards.
I play keyboards. My brother played keyboards by ear. He was very, very talented. And I sort of watched him, and then he went away to school. And when he went away to school, I sort of just started beating away on the piano until it started making sense.
Yeah, I remember hearing you play a long time ago, and you were good. I mean, you've been back then. And you started then, your first gig was at Menor Ridge Junior High School. I remember it well.
Yes, Menor Ridge Junior High School. Yes, I was a short and pudgy kid, and not very cool at that point in time. And I did a song called by Jerry and the Pacemakers called "Ferry Across the Mercy."
Don, could you sing that for us right now?
Yeah,
let's hear it.
In Your Dreams.
Okay.
Anyways, it went very well, and I was still short and pudgy, but I was cool at that point.
Good.
And that made a big, profound difference in my life.
Yeah, that's cool. And then you went on, and then you started playing like a lot of us played. Were you managed by Otto Neuber at the Menor Hullabaloo?
I was. He was sort of like my second dad.
Yeah. This is Otto.
This is Otto.
I got fire. Donnie Young got fire.
That's right. Actually, Otto was very, very cool in the sense that he was always watching out. And he had no drugs, no alcohol. He really watched after. You had to be on target to be in his band.
I'll probably say this. Well, I don't. Maybe I shouldn't say this over the air. Well, should I? What's radio? And
you could say it. It's honest radio as long as you didn't say.
No, I think Otto, for me personally, was always a really good person, and he did really well. I think sometimes that generation had a different. Okay, let's put it this way: he had a different artistic and business sense than I do and did. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like maybe say, put on the clothes and do the flywheel and jump up in the air with the guitar behind your feet with the teeth, you know? And it was like, I didn't think that was that great then. And in all due respect for Otto, I don't think that's that great now. But Otto was cool to me, and he was my friend. And he was not a weasel to me. He was a good guy. A lot of those guys were all weasels back then in the old days. Ooh, did I say something bad?
Weasels.
You know, as long as you don't mention names.
No, yes. but Otto was a good guy. He got us to open for Alice Cooper, got us to open for a national acts at the Menor Hullabaloo and all of that.
Absolutely.
And gave a lot of opportunities to just get out there and play. And as you say, he ran a clean ship.
Yeah, he did.
He had some clubs, too. His own clubs, right?
Well, he ran the Menor Hullabaloo, I believe.
Yeah, he had one in Geneva on the lake, too.
Yeah. What was it called? Otto's.
Otto's. Yeah.
Was his Otto, too? No, that wasn't
Otto's in the Flats.
Was that his?
Otto in the Flats.
I don't remember that one. That was later, I think.
Yeah. But the guy in Geneva in the lake that I see all the time still, I just saw him at breakfast the other day. Pete Macchia, his son is running the Cove out there at Geneva now.
And the Cove.
Pete has half the buildings out there, but still doing okay.
So you played.
Real nice guy.
I played the Cove with that next band, the Sheffield Rush.
I remember that band. Yeah. I remember hearing it.
And then this strikes me as, I knew there was some kind of connection with you in Canada. After you, and on this show, we always bless the United States, so I say God bless America, and also parts of Canada. So you've actually been to parts of Canada, right?
Yes.
How did that happen? You were in a band with who?
I was in a band with Eric Robertson, Dave Nida, Tommy Milo, and myself. I don't know if anybody, you guys remember Tommy Milo by any chance?
Is he from Euclid?
Yes.
I do know.
I see both of the Milos on 185th Street all the time in my neighborhood. I see the Milos live, Marty and Tommy live there. Yes. One of them is a chef. One of them is a cook.
Probably Marty.
At Buettner's.
Yeah.
There you have it.
Well, anyways, we had Jimmy Toth, who I think he did sound for maybe one of the big bands. And he was also doing sound for us at that point in time and had a recording studio in his attic, which was pretty sophisticated for the time. And sent some tapes up to a management company in Canada. And
what part of Canada?
In Toronto.
This is good.
So we went to Toronto. And
I'm envious. I bet you that was really fun.
We sort of toured around for about 6 months. And it was
very
cool.
Did Hamilton.
Awesome.
We did Hamilton. Absolutely. We did Hamilton. We did a college in Hamilton. That's right. Yeah. Very good.
Excellent. Mm-hmm.
And we did the nickel capital of the world. Sudbury. Yes. I remember sliding down the...
Mississauga.
Yeah, we slid down the one of the hills on our guitar cases one night. It was all ice, and we got on our guitar cases, and we were
it was fun. And you did that for 6 months, and then what happened? How did you get? Did you have to get a some kind of a green card or something, or what do they call it up there? Pink card or whatever?
Yeah, I don't know if I can talk. I don't know if I can talk about this. Or
I just said that.
When we crossed the border, though, we had all the equipment, and
I love Canada.
They did search us a few times.
A pink card. Just said that'd be silly.
A pink.
Archie Bunker would have called it that.
I would. I love it. But okay, so do we have a song for the listening audience? So I guess now we're done with your 60s.
We're done with our 60s. I think the next song might have a song that a friend of mine, Mark Luthart, wrote, and I think I co-wrote the lyrics with him, and actually a friend of ours, Chris Butcher, sings on it. And it's actually a country tune, which is sort of a deviation from what I normally do.
I have been in a band with Chris. He's a singer in Abbey Rodeo.
That's right.
So here he is. What's the name of this tune, Mr. Donnie?
I think it's called Woke Up on the Wrong Side of Love.
Don Young's good, but he's too Don Young.
We were gamblers, you and I.
Wait.
What happened?
There it is.
Here it is. Well, it's that famous production that you used to do back then where you'd have the song disappear after about 5 seconds.
Right.
I love that.
We had you guys
it
hanging.
Makes you want more. Here he is.
Looks like you have a restart on that.
Yeah. All right, that was cool.
Take two. It's your money in there.
There's Chris.
It's too Don Young.
We were gamblers, you and I. Riding high. Blinded by the city lights, taken in by the night. Then we woke up on the wrong side of love. First we said good morning, then we said goodbye. The truth could not be denied. We woke up on the wrong side of love.
You rope up on the wrong. You rope up. You woke
up
on.
Rope up.
You woke up on the wrong side of love.
That's
today.
Right.
Written by
right.
Donnie Young and Mark Luthart.
Yeah, or by Mark Luthart and Donnie Young.
Or by Mark Luthart.
And sung
and
by Chris Butcher or Chris Butcher.
A combination of.
Right. That singer did sound a lot like Chris.
Yes.
And Lake County guys.
Yes.
Lake County
Chris,
musicians.
You should call in and say hi to Donnie if you're listening.
Yes,
yeah,
Chris.
Call in, Chris. Please call
or anybody.
In. Yeah, somebody please call in. Let us see if these phones are working, please.
Yes.
It's 440-942-WLW. Are these things working? Okay.
Can I answer the phone and say, hi, how's your dog?
Sure, if they call. 440-942-WOW. Let us know that you exist, that you're receiving this signal somewhere. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Danny Carlton. My mother has come down with macular degeneration, and I found out that it's the leading cause of legal blindness in people over the age of 60s. There's a store in Mentor called Magnifiers and More that would like to help those people afflicted with this eye disease. If you're frustrated trying to read your newspaper or other documents or doing crafts and hobby, Magnifiers and More is your answer. They're located across the street from the Great Lakes Mall by Pier 1. The phone number is 440-946-3363. Ask for Debbie, and Magnifiers and More is there to answer all of your magnification needs and to help you see the world a little brighter.
She walked away from me long, long after the kiss was dry. I could still feel it on my cheek. Why does she sit in her room alone?
That's Donnie Young, and Donnie Young, what song is that that's playing? Our guest today is Donnie Young from...
That's a song called She's a Survivor by a friend of mine, Robert Mose, who was in the band that I was in L.A. called Rude Awakening.
Well, yeah, Donnie... Awesome.
Cool
Donnie,
tune.
Yeah, Donnie, after he was here in Procol Cleveland, we were talking with Donnie Young here on WLW 1330, and you were in Cleveland, and then you moved out to California, you were in a band called Rude Awakening?
Yes.
And that was it? Was that it?
That was Rude Awakening.
Yes, that was.
Right, and while you were out there, you met a certain famous person.
Yeah, tell us about that.
Yes, it's true. I met someone associated with the Beatles, their producer, George Martin, sort of. Actually, I was at Christmas Records, and I was tuning my guitar in the A&R office, and someone came in and asked me there was a piano there, and he asked me if I needed help tuning my guitar. So he played some notes on the piano to help me tune my guitar, and then turned around and left. And I actually didn't look up, so I didn't know who it was. And then somebody came in the office and said, "Do you know who that was?" And I said, "No," and they said, "George Martin." And at that point, I was... Sad that
that's incredible. Awesome.
We have a couple calls here, and so we have to make good use of our time. So we have to talk to our sponsors. So talk about our sponsor. Who do we have here on the line?
This is Jim Biddleman.
Jim okay. Biddleman.
Hey,
this is Fred Group. How's
Jim
your dog,
Biddleman? Right? Well, are you going to come on the show? When you been, brother?
I'll talk to you.
Okay. Bring your seat. Bring your
Hi,
CD.
Danny. Hi, Fred. My dog's doing great. I went to the Animal Protective League in Cleveland,
Jim.
I adopted a little tricolor white, brown, and black female pup, and she's the love of my life. Her name's Scooter.
Bless her heart. Remember when we were kids with Captain Penny and they had Bernice Colburn from the Animal Protective League? Do you remember?
So you guys are like a memory explosion. You call yourself a memory
explosion. And also
explosion,
with you. Thank you very much. Yes.
And by the way, you do a great Otto Neuber imitation, Danny.
I feel bad. Maybe I shouldn't have done that now that it's going on beam through the 500
watts. Have fun and keep up the good work. I'll let you guys go. I just wanted to say your signal very clear.
Give me a phone call and you come on the show sometime.
And Jim is in the Elm Street Blues Band. Is that true?
Yeah, Elm Street Blues Band.
Go and check them out.
Jim,
they're awesome. They're
incredible. We're moving on here. We're going forward.
Right,
thanks for the future. Bye.
Thank you.
God bless, Jim.
Yes.
You're on the air.
Yes.
Hello? You're on the air.
Okay. You
Hi,
had your
how's
chance.
How's your dog?
Hello?
That's
Hi,
it.
How's your chinchilla?
Never again.
Okay. Hi. You're on the air.
Forget them. They don't love us.
Welcome Wait a to second. The Cleveland Music Connection.
Hi, you're not on the air. Try
Hello?
That. Hello?
Hello.
Who is this?
This is Denise.
Hi, Denise.
Hi, Denise.
Hi, Denny. Hi, Fred.
Hi.
I'm Denise out in Painesville.
Hi, Denise.
I was listening to you on the ride home, and I thought I'd give you a call.
Well, I'm glad that you did. How's the traffic out there in Painesville? Oh,
Denise Jed!
Yes!
Oh! Yay!
Denise, yes. Ladies and gentlemen, Denise is a great artist.
And she's doing photographs for some of my music, or some artwork for some of the music that I did.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, she's good at it, man. I'm the guy.
How do we sound on the radio? Are we, like, funnier in person? Do we look better on the radio than in person?
You look good both ways.
Well, thank you very much. My dad used to tell me I had a face made for radio.
Yeah, I've heard that one before.
You've heard that before.
Well, a lot of the stuff with Fred's are recyclable.
Yeah,
and
summer reruns.
We have to go and do our lovely sponsors like Mary D's Coffee House here pretty soon.
So good to hear from you.
I just want to say hi.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you so much.
Take care of your dog. We'll see.
Take care. Bye.
You know, we're going to do our isn't it nice to get calls?
Yeah, it is.
The phones are working.
You also had a call from Norm.
Norm Isaac. Norm Isaac.
Wow.
I remember Norm.
He didn't want to. He didn't want to get on air with you. He just wanted to call to say hi.
Wow. Okay.
Thanks a lot.
We'd like to do. Could you play that? You know, the thing is, when we play the coffee houses, all the time when I do the coffee houses, there's always this coffee grinder.
Can you hear it right now?
Yeah. Can you hear? So we want to. If we're going to do coffee house advertising, we want to get you to the feeling of what it's like to do it at a coffee house. The music's playing. The coffee's grinding. East 185th Street, Arabica is a good place, great coffee house.
Yeah, I was there last Saturday. They had a really cool act there. Two people playing music. They had good coffee, good food.
Great folk, food, non-smoking, spacious. You got the Asian wraps.
Good clean fun, nothing dirty.
Open mic the first Saturday. Lakeshore Coffee House. They got more music. They got ice cream there.
Go see Greg Lawrence.
Doesn't that get on your nerves, that grinder, after a while, though?
I'm used to it from playing all these coffee houses with you.
And,
it's like a second.
Once a month, Fred and I go play there. And once a month, and then Pat Winfield and Willie play there the first and third of the month on Thursday.
Willie and Pat, or Willie and me.
Emily Lawrence, Greg's. It stopped. That's
at
nice.
Lake Shore Coffee House.
What a relief!
Is that a relief? Now you don't have cocoa beans.
Emily Lawrence is going to be on our show, and Greg Lawrence, her father. Oh, runs Lakeshore Coffee House.
Right, and Emily's a good singer and plays with Dan Rose and Denny and I. We back her up and she sings great. There's that thing, man. There's enough coffee here.
Mary D's Coffee House will be at June 24th, and they're going to have a lot of pies there. It's $4.50 to get in June 24th.
And knickknacks.
And you get five pies, apple, blackberry, blueberry, caramel, apple, cherry, peach, fresh strawberry, and pineapple rhubarb. That's too much.
That's a lot of pie. Last time we were there, Al Globicar dropped in, our friend.
We have a phone call. So, and also, let's not forget about the East Side Market. Indar Mall, 19 different merchants.
Miniature motorcycles, Shar's Grill.
Candles, dolls, slot machines, fishing comic books.
They thought we dropped the thing last week. That was beauty.
Yeah,
okay. We have another call.
East Side Market's between Lloyd and Warden Road on Lakeland. You go there and there's a lot of merchants and it's clean.
It's totally cool. Big mall.
This is actually a phone call for Donnie.
All right.
Oh, okay.
You're on the air. Here's Donnie.
Hello. Donnie, you are loved.
Yeah. Does the name Jack McChesney ring a bell?
It's Dave Nida.
Oh, Dave.
What's your name, Dave Nida?
Dave. You. I think about you all the time, Dave.
Well, I caught the first part of the show
McChesney.
In the car. And you started talking about Toronto, and I just figured I'd just ring you up.
Man, I was looking for, like, old production tapes. I have a feeling you have them all.
I have none.
Somebody's got them.
You always say that, though.
And Dave Knight should come on the show, too. We should have Dave Knight on. We're playing our show. Less work.
I'll tell you something, Donnie. You guess who I saw this afternoon?
Who'd you see?
Guys, we're running out of time here.
Who?
Doug Buckley.
Could you guys get on together?
Remember
off
our bass
the
player?
Air, maybe.
We'll catch up later. Hey, you know what, Dave? I love you. I haven't seen you in a long time.
I love you too, brother.
All right.
Okay.
God bless you, Dave.
Okay.
We'll see. I didn't mean to be rude, but you know.
No, we're running out of time
constraint. We have to
rude
do
awakening.
How much time do we have? Do we have to do an ad, sir? Are we done?
We have an ads. Yep. Yes.
We have to do the ads. We'll be right back in the Cleveland Music Connection with Donnie Young from Donnie Young's production.
If you enjoy listening to the great local Cleveland music and you would like to know how to purchase it, check out Denny Carlton's website at www.dennycarlton.com. If you'd like to purchase some of Denny's music, you can check out his catalog section of the website. And there are also addresses and links to many area musicians who are heard on this program. For those without a computer, you can send a self-addressed stamped envelope to WELW. So either send a self-addressed stamped envelope or check out Denny Carlton's website at www.dennycarlton.com if you want more information on purchasing some great local music. Thanks for supporting Cleveland's independent local produced music.
Pick up a copy of the North Coast Voice, the newest, coolest entertainment publication to arrive in northeastern Ohio. They feature local bands, restaurants, theater, movie reviews, and much more. To find out the very latest in local entertainment, pick up your copy today. To find a voice near you, call 440-428-5660.
Welcome back to the Cleveland Music Connection.
Our guest today has been Donnie Young.
Let's have a hand for Donnie Young.
Let's hear it for Donnie Young. The audience.
Thank you for all the
and
calls.
And by the way, as you drive home in your car and you're coming home from your corporate jobs or your menial, your job, your gig. Well, as you come home, and we ask you to relax. But we should have said that at the beginning of the show.
Right, and smile at your neighbors.
And take your hands off the driveway.
This is Donnie Young song.
This is Danny Carlton's Cleveland Music Connection. Next week is Meredith Fist, the music therapist. And God bless Canada, United States.
And parts of Willowick.
And parts of
Willowick. And a little bit of Europe. Just a little bit.
Just a teeny bit.
A little bit.
Mentor.
And
Mentor.
Thank you.
And Ashton Duffy.
Thank you.